Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
His mom, his dad, Drew Rosenhaus had to let him go as a client. There was no guidance for Antonio Brown, and I guess this is what it had to come to, and it sucks that it had to come to this, but it needed to happen. You know, something needed to happen. Something needed to be a roadblock for this guy to sit there and realize what he is doing to him, and not just himself, but his kids and his family. You know, that's the biggest thing. It's his family that he's tarnishing right now.
It's funny that you use the term roadblock, because I think a lot of people say he's like a train or a car off the tracks, off the road. It's a pretty good way of putting it, too. So I like the term. The other thing is, too, it's like, this is obviously a really bad situation. Everything with him has been pretty bad of late. And this is not the best case resolution, because somebody had to force this upon him. Best case was there's like a come to Jesus moment, an epiphany that is self-created where he says, "This enough's enough. What am I doing?" It was also not a great sign the more I thought about it. He shows up to turn himself in. Good, because it didn't turn into something real ugly. Still brings his entourage. It's still a publicity stunt. It's still, hold on, I've got this legion of hangers-on. All I think of is, like, in a bad way, I think of the movie 8 Mile, and I think he's got a bunch of Cheddar Bobs hanging around him right now. He's got a bunch of people that are, like, laughing and want to be cool and want to be in with the guy who's got his name everywhere, who's AB on Instagram because he's so famous he doesn't even need a name, basically. And he still brings them down to court. What? Think about this, both of you. What person is like, yeah, man, it's going to be awesome to go be seen in the entourage of a guy who's got to turn himself in and wear something called a suicide smock in court? What person actually thinks, man, this is going to really help me out long term? I can't wait till people see me in the AB's hangers-on little coterie of people. I'm one of the jesters in the court.
Well, I don't think he's hit rock bottom yet. And I say that because he can still afford things like an attorney to show up and make excuses for him and say that it was the moving company's fault, and that the next time he's in court, they're going to set the record straight. People that he can still bamboozle and pay to take his side of things. I think we'll see, possibly, the only time I think we'll see a change in attitude from Antonio Brown is when he hits rock bottom. And for me, rock bottom is not this, is when he's broke. It's when he doesn't have the money and the means to have those people around him that you just described, Chris. And he is literally all by himself.
I mean,
himself.
Is he even paying these goobers that are around him? Seriously.
Well, he might not have them on the payroll, but he is providing for them. My guess is they get to be around Antonio Brown, and they get to smoke with him, and they get to hang out with him, and they get to go to his parties, and they get to hang out with the women that he chills with, and they get to go in the sports cars that he drives. And
it's sort of a commentary, too, on the orbit around him, that people that are trying to make a name for themselves in, like, music or whatever, or in any old way, just chasing clout, is that what it's called now to do, or chasing fame or chasing celebrity, still feel like this dude who's completely spiraling is worth being around.
I think that we're overthinking it right now. I think the people that are around him and his little entourage think exactly like him. I mean, these people are thinking exactly like he thinks. The outlook in their lives are just the same as the outlook in his life. So they go together. You know, it doesn't matter if a person that's around him has a suggestion to make. No, he's thinking what AB thinks. All right, this is a good idea. AB's like, all right, this is a good idea.
Is a good idea. They don't even need to be yes men, because they actually all believe what they're telling him.
And that's all they know, too.
That's probably true.
That's all they know.
There's a lot of, you know what?
Not everybody is an adult.
Right. Well, they proved that when he was throwing the candy at his, well, I'm not going to say it, but he was throwing the suggestive candy.
The gummy penises, I'll say it.
All right, you're the guy who said it.
It's true, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Yeah,
there's
some people coming
Antonio
by
Brown
our table right now. I didn't want to say
I'm not Antonio Brown, by the way.
I'm not going to plagiarize that take of yours. I'm not going to say that. But I'm serious about this. He's throwing the gummy penises, and there's guys behind him hooting and hollering, like, egging him on.
With his kids there.
And you know what? That more than anything speaks to what you're saying. It doesn't sound like they were saying that because they knew he'd be mad if they didn't have his back. They all thought he was getting a raw deal.
They thought it was a good idea. They thought that that was funny. But we've been around people.
You know
like
what's
that.
Amazing, too, Doran? So you played in the league for several years. We've heard, like, Arthur Motes. We've had Ike Taylor on. Guys who played a long time in the NFL, veterans who've been around the block, say, yeah, we've tried to reach out to him. He's more willing to surround himself with people like that, who I would say by comparison are spineless nobodies, than actually listen to people who are adults.
Everybody needs to take stock of the people that they hang out with, and I think you can really tell a lot about a person based on who their friends are and who they associate with. And I think now that Antonio Brown is in his early 30s, it's still a sign of immaturity. It shows that he is not a mature adult, that he still thinks that these are the kinds of people that are worth hanging out
with. Do you go to the same places, guys, that you went to like go out and have a drink when you were 22? No.
No.
You don't, like, go down and, I mean, maybe.
I mean, I have.
My point is, once in a blue moon, you'll go out, but there's, like, in the back of your mind, there's a knowledge, like, yeah, I'm too old for this crap, and you usually pay for it the next day with a hangover or something. I can't even conceive of going to some of the spots I went to a decade, you know, plus ago.
But if you walk into those spots and everybody makes you feel good whenever you're down, you're going to go back
to that
spot.
If you walk into those spots.
If you're already down. Yeah.
If you're not feeling like a super senior in high school wearing a letter jacket and everyone's laughing at you, you actually feel like they're like, oh, man, the big guy's here.
I mean, how many guys go back to the hometown bar and say, you know what, if I didn't blow out my knee in high school, and I, you know, Billy, you know, you would have actually been really good. You could have made it D1. You could have made it to the NFL. Yeah, I could have. You know, hey, buddy, everybody's all patting
him on the back. So he's surrounding himself with Uncle Rico's from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, because he doesn't have football. He doesn't have the lights.
Does he want football?
Yes, he wants football. He knows he needs it. He needs that to survive. That's his fuel. You know, he needs the attention. He needs the power. He doesn't have that. The only way to get it is to have those guys around him to pat him on the back whenever he throws gummy penises at his...
So here's my next question, though, based on what you just said, Doran. You say he needs football. If he needs it, and it's the one thing that he can exert when he's actually on a roster, control over, it's weird to me. I know the NFL's still hanging an investigation over him, and I think they're honestly waiting until he gets his act together, and then they're going to say, oh, by the way, you're suspended. But why wouldn't you move heaven and earth if you're Antonio Brown to get on a roster and just say, okay, this is the one thing I know that I'm going to do better than everybody else. Even if I have to take a minimum contract, it won't last long. Teams are desperate for my talent. Why turn the Saints thing into a publicity stunt?
I don't think he's there mentally. I think in his mind, he thinks he has so much power that he's bigger than the NFL. He's bigger than the Shield. And you guys know it. You guys have been covering the NFL for a decade. You guys had so many guys that have played in the NFL. Like you said, all the guys you named. Nobody's bigger than the Shield. And nobody will ever be bigger than the Shield. I don't care if you're Tim Tebow. I don't care if you're Antonio Brown. If they don't like something that you're doing, they will get you out of there, and they won't bring you back. They don't need you. So I think Antonio Brown thinks that he has too much power for the NFL.
Yeah, he's narcissistic.
Yeah.
He's got all the traits of a narcissist. Some of the national sports media are claiming that this incident is a blessing in disguise for Antonio Brown, because now it's going to get him drug testing, and it's going to get him a mental health evaluation. But I think this is another you-can-only-lead-a-horse-to-water situation. I don't think he actually wants those things yet, and I don't think just because he's there, he's going to get the help that he might need. I think he's going to either do the bare minimum to get out of it, or he's going to violate his probation. I don't think he's going to come out of this a different person.
So there's not going to be, like, in the mental health evaluation, some sort of, like, moment where somebody cracks through the veneer here.
No, I don't think so.
And cracks through the AB persona. I mean, I don't even know. You keep saying that what you think that rock bottom will come when he's broke. It doesn't feel like that's coming anytime soon. I thought he was away from football this long and still funding music videos for terrible songs and production. You'd think he'd be running out of money real quick. It doesn't seem like he is.
No. I mean, we don't know what he has his hands into. I mean,
that's the other thing.
You know, there could be other things. I mean, who's managing his money? He is. You know, his agent and Drew Rosenhaus has a team. He has financial advisors. He has all those guys. Now that he's not with Drew Rosenhaus, and a financial advisor to manage his money, it's all his. So he has free reign to do whatever he wants. I'm sure that your theory is going to come faster than
anything.
Well, it looks like he's still spending money on extravagant things. We know he doesn't like to pay people for services. That's what got him in this situation to begin with. He didn't want to pay $4,000 for his stuff to get moved, transported from California down to Florida. And so he ends up here in the end having to pay $110,000 to get out of jail when he could have just paid $4,000 for his things. Not a math major, Antonio Brown.
Well, you just said it a couple minutes ago. It's narcissistic to the core, man.
Man.
Do you think that calculation entered his head at any point?
No,
like,
course
if
not.
I had given this man $4,000.
He probably had it in his pocket.
Or if I had given this man, what was it, the couple thousand extra, basically, for the hard time after the company
Guys,
and Brown
there
worked
are
it
plenty
out?
Of celeb- there are plenty of celebrities and athletes who act that way, who believe. It's not just an Antonio Brown epidemic or problem where they say, I am blank, therefore, you know, you should feel honored to do something for me. You know, you shouldn't have to charge me for X, Y, and Z. You should just be happy that you got to meet me.
No and doubt.
That didn't start with Antonio Brown,
right.
Chris. I can name a few other names.
Chris Muller.
Jim Colony. Well, Colony pulled that stunt once.
Kirk Herbstreit actually is that guy. He doesn't tip or anything.
Really?
Apparently. Terrible at it. Yeah.
Huh. See, I've gotten to a point now where I just don't want extra ammunition for people to rip me. So I'm always going standard 20% on everything.
You act like there's ammunition out there. There's none. You're incorruptible, man. You're beyond that.
What are you even talking about right now?
No one's got ammunition to go after you. No one's got ammunition to go after you. You're not giving them. There is no such thing as extra. You're a model citizen.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see Antonio Brown spend another night in jail or play another game in the NFL? What's next? What's first?
Spend another night in jail, for sure.
Somebody will say, like, you need to pay $100 to get this, to make sure your GPS monitor or something is, like, up to date, and he'll like, take it off and have to go to jail.
Yeah.
And then he'll have to pay $10,000 more. You're right about the math, Pony. I mean
this is very sad that we have to talk about this in this light.
Do you guys agree that it is easier for Steelers fans to divorce themselves and mock and make fun of Antonio Brown and his downfall and his fall from grace and his self-destruction because he didn't win a Super Bowl? Because I do. If he were a guy that had delivered championships to Pittsburgh and had fulfilled his duty to the Steelers in that way, then it would be much, much,
there
much
would be
harder
no,
for
there,
people
there would be sympathy.
To blast him.
There would be sympathy for him. There wouldn't be what there is now, which is I sense an undercurrent of people who maybe aren't like hoping for the worst, but they don't want it to get much better
I'll give you a perfect example. There's sympathy for Kevin Stevens in this town.
Because
he won Stanley Cups. Right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, but he never turned his back on his team.
No, but I mean sins off the field are easier to forgive or look past if you've won a championship.
What about James Harrison? He's right in the same
boat. He committed the cardinal sin of going to the Patriots in people's minds.
Yeah.
And off the field, he had his issues.
See, I think people were ready to get over that until he went to the Patriots,
right.
To be honest with you.
The Kevin Stevens thing, I think, is complicated on many fronts, why people are willing to give him a pass, but...
We don't have enough time to get into that, or you just feel like you want to plead the fifth on that
one? I'm going with discretion is the better part of valor there.
I heard he had a big deal with Marino, getting Marino and scouting him. Kevin Stevens.
He did. Wow, you really knew how to turn the subject there, Doran.
Yeah,
man, I thought you were talking about Dan Marino.
No, for the Penguins.
He just noticed that Marino had a very quick release.
Never mind, I was going to say.
If Antonio Brown had Lynn Swann's career, I do think it would be harder for people here to rip him. And there would be.
Do you agree with me that people want
it
to get? Do you agree that while people might not want to like wish the worst, the absolute worst of the worst, that people don't want it to get much better for AB? I think people here want him to be in dire straits financially and personally.
I do. I think the only twist on that though is that there are kids involved.
But I feel like for most of the people out there, you almost say like, it's terrible for his kids, and then don't realize that if he goes broke, those kids don't have. Like a great situation developing.
Are your spouses and girlfriends as into this as mine?
I mean, yeah. One of the only tweets my wife has sent out publicly in the last, 6 months that isn't a reply to somebody because she has a locked account is it's a quote tweet of me predicting like 1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns, and like 95 catches for AB and saying, who's the bigger loser or moron, my husband or AB? So she's into it.
Wow.
Whenever this went down and there was the video of the whole gummy penises,
yep.
My girlfriend texted me one thing. She said, I can't believe Antonio called his girlfriend a fish head. That's all my girlfriend said. Fish head.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but I chuckled a little bit.
I don't really want to know what it means either. I'm not even going to bother Googling.
I'm sure there's an Urban Dictionary somewhere.
I don't think we have to go very far to find out.
All right, we got Doran Dickerson on set. We're at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase inside the Convention Center, presented by AAA Travel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.